In 2024, we have another leap year to compensate for the rotation and orbit of the Earth not matching exactly 365 and a quarter days. You may not have heard of the leap second, but it plagues timekeepers around the globe. Tech companies timing messages, astronomers aiming telescopes, navigators. Modern high-level timekeeping tracks fundamental processes in atoms, as in the cesium clock, instead of how often Earth faces the Sun. We would like atomic time to match a uniform, repeated rotation of the Earth toward the Sun. Neither Earth's spin nor its progress around the Sun is constant. Our orbit is elliptical, not circular. When we're nearer the Sun, the usual 86,400 seconds isn't quite enough time for us to face the Sun again, so solar days are longer, readily calculated and accounted for. The rate of rotation of the Earth on its own axis is more nettlesome. It's long been known that the rate is slowing down, as it has been since Earth got its moon. The bulges in the Earth caused by the moon are a bit laggy, giving the moon a pull back on us. There are other variations in rotation, as when ice accumulates in the Arctic and changes our moment of inertia, like an ice skater pulling in her arms. Now and then we accumulate a full second's difference. Metrologists have added leap seconds, 37 of them since 1972. Tech companies hate them. Other timekeepers have varied opinions. Who's going to budge? This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.